of the following special program, Hawaii Five-O will not be presented this evening.
But it will return tomorrow at its regularly scheduled time. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the second hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning. My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything the generic people in your picture frames when you buy them. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. It is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Oh, coming up, recycled diapers.
Wow.
Recycled diapers, yeah. Then Boob Tube Bonanza, Alexis and Holly have traveled with Conan O'Brien.
Yes.
On Max, we'll talk about that. We'll see how smart we all are. We'll play Who Wants to Be a Fake Millionaire? And Celine Dion speaks. And so does Kim Kardashian. We'll have both of those stories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was on Kimmel last night. But first, hey, Holly.
Hi, Jason.
What's going on in the world of recycled diapers?
Well, you brought up number two, Jason, just a moments ago, so I thank you for that so much.
You're welcome.
Recycled diapers are a thing. They are here.
Really?
Well, aren't they just cloth diapers or?
No, these, Alexis,
yeah?
Are coming to us from a company in Japan, and they have started selling the world's first horizontally recycled diapers.
Horizontally. What does that mean?
Because the reproduced items are the same as those they were recycled from, as opposed to being turned into a different product, you know?
Oh, you diapers know, to diapers.
Yeah, diapers to diapers.
Ah, I see. That's what the horizontal... Okay, gotcha.
Exactly.
So they're taking stinky diapers and making other diapers.
Yes.
Interesting.
Now, you might ask yourself a question.
Self?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the question?
Recycled diapers.
How?
Is that something that you want? Well, this company, Unicharm, has sterilized the product, bleached them, deodorized, and the recycled nappies are free from unpleasant smells and bacteria. Yes, the diapers are not stinking.
I was thinking waste management plant, where they would take the old diapers and grind them up.
Oh, God, here she goes. No!
And then bleach and dry out and then create a new diaper. But actually, it's simpler than that. So you turn in your old diapers and they clean them out. What a job.
Yeah.
What if robots do that?
Maybe.
Hmm.
You would hope so. Now, an executive at this company, Unicharm, of the recycled diapers, does say that we have received approval from experts concerning hygiene.
Yeah. Do you separate the ones and the twos and the threes? Containment, you know, that matters, I think, you know, in terms of the cleaning that out.
This is ridiculous.
Are they cheaper?
I think they're just more planet friendly. Okay. You know, Earth Day was yesterday.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't believe, I got to tell you, after watching CBS this morning on Sunday morning and hearing the shenanigans of the plastics business and how we've been recycling for nothing, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a big scam.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me want to throw something.
That plastic ends up, you know, halfway across the world.
Don't watch that story if you don't want to get to angry. Don't. You'll get very angry. You've been recycling for nothing. What was it? Did you guys see that story? Whatever. I forgot what the percentage is.
Yeah.
It's like 70% of what you try to recycle, it ain't recycled.
No, didn't see the CBS Sunday morning one, but there have been articles and, you know, published in the past couple of years that basically it's like, oh, well, they put the onus on you, the individual, to reduce, reuse, recycle. And then it actually just gets shipped off to somewhere like in Malaysia, maybe, or somewhere. And then they just.
It was a wink, wink. It was a little lie from the plastics industry. Don't make us go away. And nobody's, it's worthless.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the plastics industry, which then begets goes to the petroleum industry and at all. But I'm here to tell you.
Recycled diapers.
Though. At least recycled diapers. At least recycled diapers. And they're hygienic. So don't worry about having like bits of somebody else's number three in your diapers.
Ooh.
At least from Unicharm.
Wow. Would you have done, now, Zen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you have done recycled diapers, Lex?
I would be open to it, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be.
Yeah, I should get some for Milo.
Yeah.
Recycled or the
pee pee pads?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes do you ever sit and think about all the diapers in the world?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, Holly, don't do that. Why are you doing that, Holly?
And how it takes 500 years for it to biodegrade. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And just
we're really cheering people up today.
There's so many of them. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, diaper mountain. And then how many, you know, on average, how many diapers do you go through a day with an infant? What would that be? Probably anywhere, what, six?
Yeah, it could be up to six, right?
Up to six, yeah.
What?
Uh-huh.
Up to six?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. They're leaking all the time, Jake.
They're laughing and leaking,
I'm
too.
I'm not joking. They're six?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got the number.
My God.
You got the number one. You got the number two. Sometimes you got the number three.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes, you know, maybe they're just like wiggling around and oops, the diaper falls off.
Oh, God. Just put some saran wrap and I'll call it a day.
Put them out in the yard?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Born free.
Free as the wind blows.
Wow. Well,
there we go. Well, before we depress you anymore.
Happy Earth Day, belated, everyone.
Yeah. Right.
Listener rewards will make you feel better if you win some, and you can only win some by signing up and then actually listening to this. I know, it's hard. You can enter to win an aesthetic skincare bundle from One Agora Integrative Health, a catering package from Taze Fresh Mediterranean, or movie passes to an early screening of The Idea of You. Didn't we just talk about that movie in hour one? I think we did, yeah. Register right now on mytalk1071.com. Boob Tube Bonanza starring Conan O'Brien when we come back.
Hey friends, Alexis for JTR Roofing, JTRRoofingInc.com. I'm there right now. You can see a whole list of their services. Roofing, siding, gutter, soffit and fascia, windows, any kind of storm damage repair that you may need, and they can do it for your residential, commercial, multi-housing services. They've got you. So if you are looking at some exterior issues that you may have with your home, and of course they can do a multi-bid. Maybe it's a gutter roof combo, the soffit fascia gutter combo, or maybe your deck just needs some attention. Have them out for an estimate. If you mention me or my talk, you can save up to $1,000 on roofing, siding, or gutters. They have a lot of experience working with insurance. They help with our soffit and fascia, and it was very nice. Didn't have to worry about any more damage that it could have caused, especially, you know, during the winter. 651-777-7394, JTRRoofingInc.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Taste test. I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample? Give me a
taste. Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
That's right. There's so much TV out there. You don't know what to watch. Why would you? That's our job. Let us do it. Let us let the pros handle it.
It's yeah, like, we'll tell you what's up.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't call your nephew to chop down a tree. You'd call it a tree cutter person. Anyway.
True. So, yeah. I'm just thinking, unless your nephew is, you know.
Is a tree cutter? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Plaid wearing.
Yeah. TV taste test. Alexis and Holly have tried Conan O'Brien Must Go on Max. Lex?
Yes. I've tried it. So there's four episodes. Holly, which one did you watch?
I watched Norway and I watched Argentina.
Oh, so okay. So what did you watch the first two? I watched Ireland because I thought that would be fun. I'm part Irish and also Conan is as well. Well, he's 100%.
Yeah.
And so just even from the get, you know, he's like, I'm going to my homeland and there's Conans everywhere. He goes on a little goose hunt in a park in Ireland to find Bono. And he uses a humanitarian award to attract him.
He hangs it in a tree.
Yep, yes. Yeah. Oh, you've watched all four now, Jay's, huh?
I've now seen all four.
Oh, fab.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he joins a trio and sings Danny Boy. Oh, my gosh. And he pulls the curtain back on a travel show and he says, look, you know, a lot of times, you know, the host will go and try some of the local cuisine. So he tries blood sausage. Oh, gosh. Well, they talk about how it's made with lots and lots of blood. And he's like, here's the final product. And he takes a bite and he doesn't say a word. He's just like dramatically like, oh, like orgasmic. Mm-hmm. Like, this is so good. And then he starts like interpretive dancing. And the guy, the butcher or the guy in the deli is just like standing there. What do I do? And then he is, you know, touching himself and he takes another bite. And finally he's on the floor just like, oh, la, la, la. It's just, and then they cut away. It's so funny. And then, yeah, this whole thing about like for a ginger, you know, you're attractive for a ginger.
Yeah.
And they went into the genealogy, went to where his family used to tend a farm. He learns how to speak Irish and some of the slang and just the brilliance of the editing, some of the callbacks to earlier in the show, the statue of himself. And oh, it was so funny. He was also looking for like a crazed lighthouse attendant. And but then he finds out everything's automated.
Yeah.
So then he's like, well, then he, you know, just does some improv. And oh, gosh, some of the lines that he says. It's a familiar, some familiar lyrics. We'll just say that. But
yeah,
oh,
yep.
I loved it. It was so funny, and it's a great 45 minutes.
Him,
oh,
doesn't it utilize him perfectly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's self-deprecating. He's hanging out with regular folks, and just experiencing, you know, just everyday circumstances, and that's it. Yeah, that's where the humor is. Oh my gosh, it was. Yeah, I can't wait to watch the other three.
Holly, what did you think?
Oh yeah, this is Conan at his best. Conan O'Brien Must Go. Conan, back in the day, such a delight when he would do remotes for his late night shows, and he's at it again. You know, speaking of the episode where he goes to Argentina.
Oh, God.
And he plays
my
soccer.
Second favorite one, Holly. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Also, the chemistry between him and his arch nemesis, Schlansky.
Yeah.
Where they're going over pronunciations. And that I love that Conan O'Brien, when people are kind of askew, regular folk are kind of like, what is Conan O'Brien doing? He doubled downs on whatever he is doing.
Oh.
And it, you know, yes. Like with the gauchos in Argentina, they're like, who the hell is this guy?
Oh, God.
And, like, we are not enjoying you as much as you think that we are.
When he starts singing, Holly, yeah. When he starts singing with the gauchos and they're just staring at him, like, just not even realizing what he's saying. Yeah.
Right. And there's a lot of those moments in Argentina, even when, you know, at the beginning of the episode where the premise of these Conan O'Brien Must Go episodes is that it's normal people who he's talked to on his podcast, and then he goes and visits them, and he's up on the top of the roof of one of the people he's visiting, and then there's just this, like, dude on the street who's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
What is this? Oh, it's such a delight, and I'm so glad that Conan O'Brien can find another format in which he excels and his comedy just shines through.
Yeah. Yep. And just kind of poking a little bit of fun at what is now an oversaturated genre, the travel show.
Yeah.
I love that Conan is just poking the bear a little bit, just kind of poking, putting a little bit of a little hole in the balloon of sometimes the self-important travel shows.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I like, too, that you see his team. You see their reactions or you hear them laughing in the background.
Oh, the crew. Yes.
I can imagine what fun they're having, too.
Oh, yeah. All I have now watched all of them.
So which one was your favorite? You said the Argentina was your second favorite.
Yeah. So it goes almost in order of the episodes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I would actually say it goes in order. Ireland was my least favorite. Thailand third. Then, the more I think about Argentina, no, Norway is just perfection. I now know why they started with Norway. But, yeah, even though the football segment at the end of Argentina is so good, isn't it, Holly?
Yeah.
Oh, playing with the players. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Yeah. That's how I would rank it in order of how they have it, 1 through 4. Norway gotcha. Being the best. Yeah. And a very close second is Argentina.
Well, there's knitting, I know, in Norway. So,
yeah.
That episode. So,
and Holly, did you not laugh? Out. The Argentinian radio station, the DJ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that Conan entrenches himself within local radio stations doing interviews.
Oh, God.
All that stuff, yeah.
He's trying to help the listenership, Lex, of an Argentinian radio station who has like 4 listeners.
Oh.
And Conan's like, I can help you with that. And then there's a payoff at the end. And I did laugh out loud of the payoff in air quotes of Conan's time there. Anyway.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Conan O'Brien must go. You must watch, and you can watch it on Max. We're going to play for some fake money when we return.
Hey everyone, it's Alexis. Last year I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
That's right. Welcome to Who Wants to Be a Fake Millionaire, the show where one of my friends, Alexis or Holly, could walk away with thousands of dollars in fake money.
Yeah.
That's right. By answering a series of questions that progressively get harder and harder and harder, each contestant will have three lifelines. Now, they can change all of those lifelines into just 3 phone-a-friends, where one would call the either. And when I say call, just ask each other across the studio.
Ask through the glass. Yep.
Last time, Alexis started. So this time, we will begin with Holly. Holly will go as far as she can. And then when she eventually loses, no offense, Holly, Alexis will pick up the baton from there. Holly, are you ready?
Yes, Jason.
For $500, let's play. Here we go. Holly, for $500. A duplex is a residence divided into how many separate units? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Jason, a duplex is 2 units. I'm going with the second answer. Final answer. Boom!
Woohoo! We've activated the final answer. Is she right? She's right! That's right.
Yeah.
It is two. Again, just like weekly trivia face-off, these will progressively get harder. Holly, for $1,000, are you ready?
I'm ready.
For $1,000, here we go. On The Muppet Show, what was Miss Piggy's surname? Wood, Bank, Lee, or Sue?
this is news to me because I didn't know Miss Piggy had a last name. All right, I'm going to go to she Alexis. Does. I'm phoning a friend because
you are going does. To. Yep, am I hearing you right? You're going to activate a lifeline?
Absolutely, Jason. Activating the lifeline of my phone a friend, Alexis.
Yes. Wait, can you say the options one more time, Jace?
Absolutely. On The Muppet Show, what was Miss Piggy's surname? Wood, Bank, Lee, or Sue?
It's Lee.
Okay,
I'm pretty certain, Holly.
I feel the confidence, Alexis. I'm going to go with Lee, Jason. Final answer.
Hello?
You got it. Alexis was right. Lee is Miss Piggy's surname. Who knew that was a thing? I honestly didn't know that was a thing. When I read that question, I'm like, what the hell?
I only learned that a few years ago, so.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, oh, crap.
What? Yeah. Okay, we are now playing for $2,000. You have one lifeline gone. Holly, let's play. Holly, for $1,000. What type of creature was Sam, the official mascot of the 1984 LA Olympics? A bear, alligator, raccoon, or eagle?
Well, eagle would be obvious. You know what? No, not that guy. Because there was an 80s cartoon where they had talking raccoons at one point.
Yeah.
And then our first option's an alligator. What the hell is that? Go away. What was the first option, Jason? Can you repeat, please?
Absolutely. We have bear, alligator, raccoon, or eagle.
You know what? I'm just feeling zesty. I'm feeling bold. Let's just go with bear. A final answer.
Was it the eagle?
It's the eagle.
Oh.
It is the eagle.
I thought there would have been a copyright on Sam Eagle from the Muppets since we were in the Muppets and all that. They okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least it makes sense and they weren't mate. They,
right?
It wasn't an alligator. Let's just put it that way.
It wasn't an alligator. Okay, Alexis picks it up from here, which means she has three fresh lifelines. We're going to stay with $1,000. Alexis, let's play. Here we go. Alexis, for $1,000. In total, how many spikes are there on the crown of the Statue of Liberty? 5, 7, 10, or 12?
Oh, no. This is really a shot in the dark.
Yeah, three lifelines, don't forget.
Okay, yeah, well, you could do 50-50, because I'm just going to tell you, don't phone your friend. Your friend doesn't know.
You could do 50-50 okay. Or audience poll. Remember, I have audience poll,
too.
Oh, you
do. Okay, well, 8 and 10 were the middle two options.
5, 7, 10, and 12. 7 and
10, okay. Okay, let's pull the audience then.
Okay.
Yeah.
B7 has 81%.
Okay, that's what I was kind of thinking. I mean, it was one of the middle two. All right, we're going with, let's go with the audience. 7, final answer.
You are right.
Yay!
You are right.
I wonder what the significance of 7 is.
I don't know. I'm sure it does have a significance.
Probably, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, Alexis, you're doing great.
We'll be Googling that later.
We will. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You've only used one lifeline. You have two left. And
on my one question. But yeah, I'm doing great.
You're doing great, Lex. Let's play.
Thanks, Jason.
Here we go. Frank Lloyd Wright designed which of these New York City buildings?
Okay.
The Guggenheim Museum, the Chrysler Building, the Empire State Building, or the Met?
I think it's the Guggenheim. That's my gut instinct. I'm going to do that final answer.
Oh! You are right.
Hey!
Way to go, Lex. Way to go. 5,000. I got to tell you, if you get this next one, this is the highest we've gone on this game.
All right. Yes.
No pressure.
Okay.
Okay, so this is for 5,000 fake dollars, okay?
Okay.
Let's play. For 5,000 fake dollars, how many delegates signed the Declaration of Independence in 1776?
Ooh.
26, 36, 46, 56.
Sally is making zero eye contact.
She is avoiding you like monkeypox.
Do not phone a friend. I repeat, do not phone a friend.
What do we got? 50-50 left? Let's do that.
We have 50-50. You want to activate a lifeline?
Yes, please. Yes, okay. If you need it. It's been a long time since we talked about, at least.
We are going to remain 46 and 56 remains. 46 and 56.
Oh. Jason, I'm going to go with 46, a final answer.
Oh my God. Locking that in. No.
Sad.
No, we remain stuck at $2,000.
That is 56. John Hancock.
That is so sad.
It is 56. All 56, right. Yeah.
Yeah, there were that many delegates then, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I didn't know Miss Piggy's surname. So, I mean, you know.
Piggy Lee.
Yeah. How did you learn? Lex, do you remember how you learned that?
Well,
do you remember how you learned that?
Gosh, how did I?
Yeah. And then the spikes.
I got a Miss Piggy book.
Oh, okay.
And I think it mentioned it in there.
And the spikes. Did you have a method to your madness, figuring out the spikes on the Statue of Liberty?
Oh, just, well, the audience, and then whatever the audience said.
Oh, that's right. I gave you the 81%. Yeah.
I just went with what they said. But, hey, that's good. We learned that.
Yeah. You did,
yeah.
Oh, well, look at that. It symbolizes seven oceans, seven continents of the world.
Oh.
Which is her message of welcome, inclusiveness, and freedom.
Look at that. That Lady That's Liberty, man.
Why there's seven spikes on her crown.
Aww.
She knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
We've given you a lot of bad news today. The fact that recycling is worthless. Yeah. But we have a positive story from Holly involving the Maui wildfire money that was raised. We haven't heard a lot about that. Holly has that. Plus, on the other end of the importance spectrum, Kim Kardashian. Good morning. Following those horrific fires in Maui, we saw a lot of celebrities, including Oprah, who lives on the island, and The Rock, come forward and try to donate money and then try to organize foundations and relief for the residents. We heard about it for a good 2 weeks, and then there was the inevitable backlash that happens in this era now. And then we hear nothing. So it was devastation, celebrities helping, backlash to the celebrities helping, and then nothing. We have an update, though, now, Holly, right?
Yeah, there's a new update on how those funds were raised and also how they were allocated. Now, Oprah and The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, they formed the People's Fund of Maui, and they pledged millions of dollars to the tune of, they committed $10 million and asked others to join them. Now, like you said, Jason, at the time, that there was a little pushback and criticism of their donations, and people were like, hey, you are on this island, you live on this island, you got a lot of money, and are you donating that money, and can you donate more? Well, I'm here to tell you that in the end, the Entertainment Industry Foundation, which is a nonprofit that helps celebrities administer their donations and charitable work, says that it raised almost $60 million.
Whoa.
Not just $10 million, but $60 million. And that money was dispersed mostly last year, September through February. And it just straight up cash funds for people on the island of Maui, still having to do things like pay their mortgage, you know, pay utilities, live life. And that's how the funds were dispersed. And they're confirming that the bulk of that $60 million did indeed come from Oprah Winfrey and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. They're not saying exactly how much, but they're saying, yeah, the bulk of that money came from them. And more than 20,000 people and companies donated to that fund.
Awesome. Good on them. I trust and verify. I get why people are suspicious nowadays, because you hear about it all the time where you donate to these charities. And then 5 years later, you hear that the husband of the administrator of the charities, you know, bought an island with it. But I'm just going on my instinct. I never doubted Oprah. I just didn't. I didn't doubt The Rock. I just don't. Yeah. But I don't see boogeymen and conspiracy theories around every corner. That's just not how I'm wired. But if there are two people that I would trust in the entertainment realm to put their money quite literally where their mouth is and make sure that that money is going to go to the right places, mm-hmm. First of all, it's Oprah. I mean, I don't think Oprah just gives money willy-nilly. That was always my problem with the theory that Oprah was doing something nefarious or wasn't doing enough. I just thought, no, that just doesn't ring true with me. So that's good. And now I'm glad that there's physical proof. Now, look, the internet mm-hmm. will still not believe it and will still find fault in what she does. But
Sounds like they're being really measured and equally dispersing the funds. So that's really great, too. You're right. There's a method to their. Yeah. I was going to say madness, but method to how they're distributing it, which is great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's mutual aid, direct cash into mm-hmm. people's bank accounts. And this comes from the Associated Press. This is a whole report that they're doing on folks who are living in the aftermath of the Maui wildfires. And they're like, yeah, we're getting direct payments of $1,200 into our bank accounts because, yeah, our house was destroyed, but we still have to pay the mortgage on it. Wow. You know, we might be living in a hotel, but we still have financial obligations that we still have to meet. And this direct aid really helps with that.
Yeah, I still hope vulture developers don't swoop in, try to rebuild. Yeah, rebuild and out and then price the residents out of their own mm-hmm. land. That's just I don't know what kind of government overreach can stop that, but my goodness, that just would be horrible to see. I just hope it doesn't, and I'm sure it's happening, but I just hope it is measured and somehow controlled. But anyway, that's good news though, Hal. Look mm-hmm. at us giving a little bit of good news today.
Just a follow up. Yes.
Yeah. Now on to something with absolutely no importance, but it's just funny.
Yay!
Jimmy Kimmel had Kim Kardashian on last night. And the only reason we're playing this is because Jimmy had a great idea. He listed off all of the rumors on the internet about Kim Kardashian, because say what you will about her, there are millions of rumors. So she does this. She has this weird habit. She sleeps upside down, whatever. Jimmy went through a list of stuff.
Yeah.
And what you're going to find out is most of these rumors are true. Most of the rumors are true, and Kim verifies them and explains them. I enjoyed this. I hope you will, too. Okay. Take a listen.
Is it true you blow dry your jewelry before you put it on?
Very true.
Why do you do that?
Oh. Because I hate being freezing, and when you put on cold jewelry or like anything with a zipper, I need it warm.
Really?
And then to put it on. Yeah.
How much jewelry are you wearing that it changes the temperature of your body?
Or just like a mesh metal anything that's like a chainmail.
Yeah,
anything.
When I wear chainmail, I understand. Yeah, that makes. You wash your feet every night before getting into bed.
I do.
Good. You sleep with your eyes slightly open.
I do.
How is that possible? And how do you know?
There's footage because my sisters have taken videos.
Oh, they have.
Pictures.
I see. Yeah.
Yes.
And you don't wake up with dry eyes from that?
No.
No? Oh, all right. You celebrated your 14th birthday at Neverland Ranch.
I did.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah. Wow. You have someone take the Starbucks sleeve off your coffee because you hate the sound of cardboard.
Yes, that's true. And I hate the feeling.
Is that is that somebody's only job? Is that it's like there's one guy who does that or a woman. I don't want to, you know.
Whoever I'm with, I just can't see it being done, or I can't hear it and I can't feel it. Like the cardboard getting moved off of the cup is like nails on a chalkboard to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when the.
What?
Huh?
What? One has their thing, Jace.
What?
Don't you have a cardboard assistant in your life, too?
Yeah, I wish. Yeah, his name is Jeff.
No! Amazon delivery driver comes, do you, like, run upstairs? This fear of cardboard that you have?
Only on a coffee cup.
Wow, all this stuff is true so far. You had your own workout DVD called Kim Kardashian Fit in Your Jeans by Friday. True.
A long, long time ago.
You can change a tire?
I can.
Who taught you?
Probably my stepdad.
Really?
Yeah. And wow. I've had to do it.
You founded your own church?
My mom did.
Your mom did, yeah. Your mom founded a church, huh?
Some of these not supposed to be true, but they really are. And you guys didn't know.
Is it true that you have six toes?
No. But that was a thing. Like, everyone thought I did.
On one foot or total?
On one foot.
On one foot. Because you would have 11 toes then, or possibly 12. And you could put one of those little toes in the bra if you needed to, right?
Oh, my goodness. The sleeve thing. I just can't get over. I mean, I'm thinking about that sound.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, everyone has their...
Yep.
Their thing, you know, maybe if
their
it's
versions,
males,
yeah.
Yeah, or their the sounds that make them go nuts.
Ooh.
I guess, yeah.
Did he ask at all about Taylor Swift's new song?
He did not. I don't think so. I'm looking at the description. No, they talked about being neighbors with Madonna.
Okay.
Madonna gave her jewelry. She was on the set as a child of the Cherish video. They talked about that.
Oh, wow.
They talked about she invented a push-up bra with nipples.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Talked about Skims.
I wonder if Lo J helped with that.
Probably, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Skims. Yeah.
Oh, Skims. Huge.
Maybe that was part of the requirement of coming on Kimmel, is that we will not talk about it.
Oh, maybe.
I think her attitude is going to be like, I don't know her.
It's going to be Mariah Carey.
Who
I don't know her.
Yeah.
Who that? New phone, who dis?
Oh, yeah.
That's probably the best way to go.
Whatever you do, don't ask her about Taylor Swift, even though we know that's what everyone wants to hear about.
That's all we want to know.
Yeah. Well, it is truly, for her, that is a no-win situation.
Yeah.
No matter what she says, the Swifties aren't going to believe her.
Yeah.
And it could just keep the thing going longer than it already is in 6 years or whatever.
That's true.
Yeah, she probably just wants it to go away. And why does she care? She's Kim Kardashian. You know, if you're Kim, why do you care?
Yeah.
If Taylor Swift writes about you,
yeah.
She said so many worse things, you know.
Oh yeah.
In the public sphere.
Yay.
Thank you. Yes.
Well,
yes,
and to yay. And I think a lot of people who heard that song will have the same feelings you did of the maturity level of Taylor Swift's song, and the attitude. Like, yeah, this needs to go.
Well, because again, I'm being brutally honest, my first reaction was this song from someone in their 20s, I get.
Yeah.
But you're now in your mid 30s.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just rang a little immature to me. Like, okay, there's a lack of evolution on this.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Let's move on. And we're going to right now.
Sure are.
Because it is Tuesday. And it is almost time for the third hour, which means what, Alexis?
We're finding love, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I'm going to be positive. We sure are. I think the two people we're getting ready to talk to are going to get married. That's how positive I am today. We'll be right back.